Welcome to Tulsa Topics. Music, news, interviews, and much more.
Welcome to another Tulsa Topics podcast. Well, it's 6 days away from the four to fix the county vote. I, for one, am going to vote no. I also received an email from Michael Covey today from STCC urging Tulsa County residents to vote no. He has a couple of good reasons, and one of them is the county government should be able to perform its governmental functions by relying solely on its legitimate property tax revenue. Also, the county gave away over $500 million in toll revenues to private investors to build a bridge. Yet now the county wants to raise everyone's taxes for only $62 million. Got some music here that I want to play in honor of the county. I think it's pretty appropriate. What do you think?
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, and Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes in the presidential pew. Throw in greased senators and corrupt congressmen in the brew. Add a depraved governor, the Education Regency Board, a few greedy city council members, and Attila the Hun's great horde. Let's all tax the trucker for driving down the road, and tax the company janitor for cleaning the commode. Put a levy on the mechanic for changing auto oil. Don't forget the tired farmer for turning up the soil. Tax the college student for learning how to think, and tax the hotel maid for scrubbing out the sink. Don't overlook the waitress for serving up the food, and tax the exotic lady for dancing in the nude. Let's tax the faithful mother for bringing up her son, and tax our country's children for chewing bubble gum. Put a tax on entertainment, cigarettes and the liquor store. Raise sales tax, shift the burden to the homeless and the poor. Sing a song of taxes, fight illegal wars for oil, slash aid for the veterans, pig out on the corporate spoil, privatize Social Security, fill the purse of the Wall Street whore, reduce firefighters, police, and the planet's health just ignore. Build some Mimex missiles and a B-51 or two. Ring the world with laser weapons. Paint them all red, white, and blue. Print up some cardboard money. Who cares if we all go broke? Who'll notice it's our fault when the planet goes up in smoke? Supply-side neo-con men with a $1 trillion rip-off scam. Give the poor half a cup of water and the rich Grand Coulee Dam. Borrow from our children's future on the backs of the working class. Buy the wealthy a few more yachts while the rest take it in the ass. Tax us up every orifice, keep giving us the screw. And next time the vote comes round, find out what the people can do. Run your pork fat butts out of office, put your family on the welfare line. You'll be in some federal hole, bottoms up doing hard rock time. Sing a song of taxes at the U.S. National Bank. Open up the vaults, clean out the septic tank. Cry out from the gutter, beat on your garbage can. There's a God in heaven up above, save us all from the tax man. Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore. He in Boston Harbor and Revolutionary War. Of giving to the rich and taking from the poor.
We're all mad as hell and we ain't gonna take no more.
Megan, I've got a neighborhood meeting that's going to happen on Wednesday night. Can I get a couple of copies of this petition?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do them for money or anything, but I know I have some.
Yeah, that's fine.
I heard they, on the radio, I heard they yanked the other one. Did you hear that?
Which one?
The
city council one?
Yeah, got a copy of it.
They told me that.
You want to hear it? I'm hearing
it. When did they?
I just have my little recorder here, so I know.
Yeah, we want to hear it.
Really?
Because
yeah.
The Tulsans for Better Government?
Yeah. Not on the radio today.
Yeah. I just heard as soon as I left here. That's.
Well, we're still going to pay everybody on all their signatures.
I just thought you might want to know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They haven't told me yet, so. They started and stopped it once already, so.
It's important you never know. It might be on the radio.
What you just heard was a recent conversation I had with the storefront from politicalactivists.org. Went over there to sign the Tabor petition and got a surprise when I noticed there was actually three petitions. One was the Tabor, one an eminent domain, and the third was the initiative petition by the so-called Tulsans for Better Government. As soon as I signed the petition and left, I heard on the radio that the petition had been shelved. That's what prompted me to ask the question of Mayor LaFortune at Tuesday night's meeting.
First off, I'm with Lewis Crest Neighborhood Association. Yes, on behalf of the association, we'd like to thank you and Susan Neal for all your hard work on the I-44 widening process at 51st Street there. That was a very big load off our neighborhood. And we've always felt that we've had a strong voice with our counselor, Susan Neal. She's attended a lot of our neighborhood association meetings. And I've had a lot of the people in the neighborhood that have voiced concerns on this council reform charter change and the initiative petition. And yesterday you announced the formation of a citizens commission on that. I'd just like you to comment a little bit on what triggered that and what's your thoughts about council reform.
Sure. I think we've all been watching that process. It didn't seem to have any process behind the process. I know that those guys went out and did some polling, but they didn't have a process like we had in 1989. And there was no citywide process.
What was the process?
Well, there was an initiative petition circulating, and from what they told me, they have 7,000, they needed 10, right? And they had already got 7 and were moving forward and getting up to 10. But it was a proposal to put charter change question on the ballot. The charter change question being changing from 9 district councilors to 6 district councilors and 3 LOs. That was the proposal. They were circulating the mission petition. It's called Tulsans for Better Government. It's a group of business leaders in Tulsa. I wasn't hearing really anything positive except from a few people. I was hearing grave concerns, particularly the north side, about it. I have a mayor's prayer breakfast the first Friday of every month. Bishop Tyler got me apostle last Friday morning. He'll ask me about it. He's a big man. He was asking me about it. And it was just by coincidence that I set a meeting up to talk to the leadership of the Tulsa for Better Government, which I did on Friday. And we discussed going forward with the citywide process. And would they back down? I guess they call it standing. Would they stop the submission of petition so that we can have a citywide process? And I offered to lead that process. And when I say lead, I want to make something clear. My idea was to create, to form it, and leave it in the hands of the citizens to do the work. And so I got on the phone Friday afternoon, and I called Hans Hillman, and I called Ken Levitt, OU, and I asked them if they would co-chair a citizens commission on city government. With the primary charge being to look at our city government form, look at the history, how can it be the history over the past several years. The thing about it, having been done for almost 20 years citywide. And wanted to be bipartisan. I wanted to include people from all over the city. David Kelly's here. I asked David, I called David on Sunday. I just started making calls. We wanted representation from our higher ed. I talked to Richard Roberts today. He's going to designate his dean of his business school to be on it. So we're going to have OU and RU and TE represented, the healthcare representative, the development committee represented, neighborhood community associations represented, North, East, South, West, Tulsa represented by about 20 members. And we wrote out a charge that we ran by Hans. We approved it. Basically a charge from the mayor to the commission. And anybody that wants to access that, Kim, is there a way to access the charge to the commission that was attached to the press release?
On the website, cityoftulsa.org, there's a press room. Go there and there's a press release concerning the commission. I did about maybe 5 or 6 press releases.
And then the charge is attached.
The charge is attached.
And it basically talks about having open meetings, the process of what I envision. They have 6 months. So somebody just said, oh, that's not enough time. Well, 6 months, 2 months just to get educated. 2 months to have public input, your open meetings anyway. And then 2 months for them to start doing their work. Okay, I think 6 months is a pretty good time period. If they come to me and say, I need 2 more months, we'll give 2 more months. But I think it's important to say there's a start and there's an end to this process. And I'm excited about it. I think it's long overdue. And I know Councilor Baker had the same idea. My understanding is from the council administrator that he's willing to work with us. I don't want any politicians on it. I don't want the mayor on it. I don't want any councilors on it. I want it to truly be citizens and citizen leaders. And so far, again, we've got the universities represented. I'm still making calls. I want to have the young professionals represented. We'll have somebody from your group, Michael Covey is
about some women.
Neighborhood leader in South Austin. Michael. Somebody other than her?
Seriously.
Listen. In the Hispanic community? No, we called 2 women over the weekend, and guess what? Not a single person's turned us down. One lived in Owosso, and one is now building a house in Broken Arrow, even though her business is here. And I said, you know, you could make the argument because your business is here, you still can serve. And I just thought, we need to make sure each one resides, even though they may have a business. So, and if you have, there's some good women names, we've still got several spots, so we'll make sure, again, it's just the way it shook out. Do that stuff, Dr.
I just wanted to stress that we felt as our neighborhood, our geographic location, we had a very strong voice with Councilor Neal, and we would hate to see that diluted down in any way whatsoever. You know, if you had the six council districts, we feel that our voice would be diluted in the process.
Well, now it's off.
Okay.
Rushed to the other people, and we'll get to analyze everything. And to me, it's the whole spectrum. I like to just look at the whole spectrum. From keep it exactly the way it is, all the way to people that like to see a metro government. It's good. I do want to follow up with him more. Your expressed appreciation on the work we did to keep
51st.
Two-way.
Right.
I appreciate that. But I tell you, as it always happens with neighborhoods, being proactive with your government makes a big difference. It really does. It was Reuben Davis and several other guys who came into my office and said, and I've known Reuben a long time, he's an attorney here in Tulsa, he's a reserve deputy, he's a very active guy. And he came to me and said, he had a group of your neighborhood association who laid it out and said, you know what they're planning to do? You know what I was planning to do? Let me show you what they're trying to do. It's going to be a one-way. And here's why we can't live with it. He pointed out what the problems were with denying access to those neighborhoods off of 51st. So once he did that, my next step was to start raising the issue with Senator Inhofe, who has a lot of say, obviously, on the I-44 project. Yeah. And I talked to Danny Federty, who works for him. I said, these people want to meet with you. These people have concerns. He said, I already know. And we're looking at it. Next thing I know, ODOT's coming back. I don't know what conversation went on between the senator's office and ODOT. The next thing I know, they're coming back saying they'll keep it to it. But that shows you that proactive.
When he walked into the room, it was all business, that's for sure. When he walked into the room, it was all business, that's for sure. Walked up to the band and said, play three chords and no more. He said, play me three chords, 12 bars and burn it slow. He said, play me three chords, 12 bars and burn it slow. I don't know about you, but whenever I get the blues, play me three chords and no more. Write me out a prescription. I don't need no surgeon. Cut this aching out my heart. Just play me three chords. Somebody wail on that guitar. Three chords. Play me three chords and no more. me three chords and no more.
Well, there's only 18 more days before Christmas. I truly believe that Christ is the reason for the season, irregardless of what the ACLU is trying to do by removing Christ from Christmas. While you're filling out your Christmas cards, you might want to send one to the ACLU. Wish them a Merry Christmas. Their address is 125 Broad Street on the 18th floor, New York, New York, 10004. Let them know that you want to keep Christ in Christmas. Be nice, but sending them a Christmas card is like putting coals in their stocking. I hope you have a great Merry Christmas.
Red eye flight, come down to me. I got somewhere else to be. I'll be leaving here at 6 a.m. to see my family. All my sweaters, they've been packed. The bitter cold won't make me crack. Once I get there, I don't know. I don't care how I'm coming back. 'Cause I would walk 1,000 miles. I would walk 1,000 miles through the snow, rain, or bitter cold to be back home for Christmas. I've been gone too long to say, but I'm coming anyway, any way I can, to leave this town and get back home today. Let the snow fall through the air, I got 8 long hours to spare. I'll be waiting at the airport bar for 3, but I don't care, 'cause I would walk 1,000 miles. I would walk 1,000 miles through the snow, rain, or bitter cold to be back home for Christmas. But this long flight don't bother me. 3 men and shepherds came to see a baby born this morning, miles away from their locality. Singing clear hallelujah, Christ is coming here, with no plane, with no train, just a will that's still determined to find me. You know he found me. So I would walk 1,000 miles. I would walk 1,000 miles through the snow or rain, or check out lines of traffic jams. And I would walk 1,000 miles. I would walk 1,000 miles through the snow or rain or winter storms to be back home for Christmas. I would walk 1,000 miles. I would walk 1,000 miles through the snow and the rain or bitter cold to be back home for Christmas.
Music provided from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.
Thank you for listening to Tulsa Topics. Comments can be emailed to TulsaTopics@gmail.com.